tell me I'm ranting.
To offer condolences on the death of Leonid Brezhnev.
The operation is what's crucial, because what we do is for the good of the many. Don't let your conscience get us killed.
If you tell her now, it will all blow up.
But at least she'll know who she is.
Every move you make will never buy.
Okay, this is West Coast Project, and I'm Mike. I'm here with Jamie. Hi, Jamie.
Hi, Mike.
For The Americans 2016.
Woohoo!
Season 4, right?
Yes.
All right, Jamie, I was going to read something that I found totally interesting as somebody was talking about it. It's a Slate article. Did you look at that Slate article I sent to you?
No.
They hint about a spoiler. I can't even talk about it. It's too spoilery.
Ooh, really?
But I noticed something. That the editor-in-chief of Slate is Jacob Weisberg, the brother of Joe Weisberg. So I don't know if he's feeding him some episodes or he saw something. But the other website that I'm going to refer to, too, has seen a couple episodes. So somehow there's screeners out there. Somebody's seen a few episodes.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Don't pound your microphone.
I'm not pounding.
What are you touching right there?
Okay, so...
Just don't touch anything. Keep your hands out of your keyboard.
Mike, if you could see the setup I'm under.
I don't want to see it. I just don't want to hear it.
I know. Okay. Oh, my God. Would you quit? You know what I did? I was trying to move positions, and I'm holding my mic in my hand because I'm in a dark room. It's like I'm being held in some weird room by spies while we're getting ready for The Americans. I'm in the dark on the floor with my laptop, and I'm holding my snowflake.
All right. Well, hold it still.
God. Oh, my God. Okay, Mike, hold on a second, okay? Quit being mean to me. Hold on.
Now you sound like Michelle.
Because you're being mean.
All right, Jamie. Let's play the preview of season 4 of The Americans. Ready? 2 minutes. You can get your stuff together in these 2 minutes.
All right.
Okay, here we go.
Operation is what's crucial. Because what we do is for the good of the many. Don't let your conscience get us killed.
Hey, Mark.
We're coming back at the end of 1982, right around the time that Leonid Brezhnev dies.
The president was greeted by a veteran Soviet ambassador.
To offer condolences on the death of Leonid Brezhnev.
And the Cold War seems to be heating up even more.
So with the FBI.
Even in the context of this spy show, it's really just a look at a marriage.
We left off at the end of last season with Philip and Elizabeth getting news that the center in Moscow wants to recruit their daughter.
First, soon, you need to tell her who you really are, who she really is. Get her ready. Then develop her until the time is right for you to tell her that she will join our ranks.
And that lands with Philip like an atomic bomb.
It would destroy her.
With the idea really occurring to Elizabeth for the first time, maybe she should join the KGB.
Ideologically, she's open to the right ideas.
The decision as to Paige's future has driven this enormous wedge between them.
I told him what he needed to hear, what the center needs to hear.
Yes, and that's exactly what you want.
Paige is really intelligent. She has something kind of driving her actions, and I don't think she's going to stop really until she finds out what's going on. You guys watch out for each other. You and Dad.
Yeah, of course we do.
More than us.
And so we're going to follow that up this season with this family starting to come into this terrible conflict over that.
If you tell her now, it will all blow up.
But at least she'll know who she is. Just because you were raised a certain way and it wasn't always great, it's still what you know.
Whatever decision that they come to, for Paige especially, decides her whole future. And it also decides their future as a family.
All right, Jamie, bring back any memories?
Yes. I love The Americans, and I'm really glad that it's coming back. It's just such a great dramatic series.
Well, there's a couple things. Let's just talk quickly about season 3. We I don't want to drop any of these hints about spoilers for season 4. I don't know if they're true, and I just don't want to spoil anything. But so what do we know? What do we remember? Pastor Tim knows the secret now, right? Because Paige told him.
Yeah, well, okay, so what we really know is that Paige was talking into the phone and that she told someone that her parents are spies. No, she told someone that her parents are Russians, right?
Yeah, they're not Americans.
Right, they're Russian. And that's really all we know. So we don't know if Pastor Tim was really on the other line, if he heard what she said, if Pastor Tim might be a Russian who will protect the secret because he's got an interest in it. We don't know.
Ooh, that's a deep thought there. I never thought about him. I guess maybe a little bit, that he's part of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Then why are Philip and what's-her-name worried? Because they don't know that he's part of the game?
Precisely.
I think he's a straight-laced American dude, and they got to deal with it.
Yeah, I don't know. I have a feeling they might have to kill Pastor Tim, but it's going to be really rough if they have to do that. They can't just keep killing people who find out who they are. So I don't know what the story is going to be, but I'm just falling out of my chair, ready to find out what happens with that, what happens with Philip, because Philip is on the edgy edge, and what's going to happen with Martha, who's alive.
I know. I've been trying to bump off Martha for several episodes in a row. Philip told her who he is, right? Told her she knows.
Yeah.
And Philip has set somebody up to be killed to protect her.
Huh?
I'll read it for you, Jamie. In the penultimate episode of season 3, Philip pulls off his wig and tells her he's not who he is. Stan is creeping around suspicious of Martha for spying and trying to figure out who's behind it. And in the final episode, Philip kills Gene, the FBI IT guy, to absolve Martha.
To protect Martha. Okay, I see what you're saying. Okay.
This is courtesy, by the way, of Inverse.com. Inverse has some of these cool reminders of season 3.
Okay. Yeah, no, that's really, really sad death. I remember that very, very clearly. I just didn't connect the dots when you were talking about it just now. But, yeah, Gene was a character that you and I spoke a lot about last season because his death was really interesting, the way it happened. The way Philip actually committed the murder was really super cool. But his reaction to it was really interesting because he wasn't able to really kind of compartmentalize it the way that he should have been able to. And you and I speculated that this was contributing to the impending downfall of our local hero, Philip.
Jamie, let's hear a little bit from Martha. This is just really short. It's like 10 seconds.
All right.
No, I didn't agree to this. I don't want this.
Martha.
I want to be dead.
What have I done? The Americans premieres Wednesday, March 16th on FX.
That is actually a preview of a scene from season 4.
Oh, no.
She's in her nightie with Philip / whatever. What's his name with her?
I can't think
Doesn't
of
matter.
It.
Doesn't matter. I know. We got to refresh. We got to get ourselves absorbed back into it. It'll take an episode or two.
Yeah, man, I gotta go back and watch some things. When our super fans are gonna be really disappointed. What's his name in with her?
All right, another reminder of season 3. Stan is in hot water at work because he tried to make a secret deal with Oleg.
Yeah, boy.
And his boss tried to get him fired for that, really. John Boy.
Yeah, I have a feeling John Boy is gone. I don't think he's gonna be around.
Also, this Zenaida, what happened? Where did we leave Zenaida?
She was arrested.
They tried to do that trade-off for Nina to turn her in and get Nina back.
Yeah, but that didn't work.
Yeah, right. So Zenaida's captured and Nina's still in the Siberian prison, I think.
That is correct.
With the dude, right? Romancing the dude.
Huh? Oh, yeah, she's not in prison. She's with, what's his name, the math genius.
Well, she's not exactly in prison, but she's not exactly free to run down to the 7-Eleven either.
Right. She's like stuck on the campus of that nuclear or whatever kind of facility. Sorry, the weapons facility. She's over there stuck and with her negligee and hanging out with our local fellow, the guy, the what do they call it? The kibbutz guy. What was he? A refusenik. He was a refusenik.
Our one other little track from last season, Sandra is Philip's est buddy now.
Yeah, well, okay. So he was her est buddy for that weekend that they did est. It seemed like she was trying to reach out to him and try to have some sort of a friendship a little bit beyond the boundaries of their neighbor relationship that they used to have. But Philip seemed amenable to it, but he can't, because he's got so many secrets, he can't share anything with her.
Something's going to break here. Maybe not season four, but something before this show is over on its run. Philip's going to either defect or break, or something's going to give.
I'm actually really interested to see what happens with Philip, because really, honestly, if you think about it, and this is a very logical show for being as fantastical as it is, it's very logical in terms of how the characters make choices. And, you know, Philip's most logical options these days are all, you know, like arson. You know, we were talking about one of our other podcasts. One of the characters got accused of being an arsonist on Better Call Saul. Well, all of Philip's options right now are really sort of burn it to the ground type options. He can defect. He can lose his mind. He can refuse to work for Russia anymore. He can tell the truth. There are a lot of things he can do to relieve the pressure off of him, which is desperately needs to be relieved.
Go back to Russia, too. They could just bail, go back home.
Oh, no, there's no way. There's no way Philip would go back.
All right, the last kind of funny, friendly little reminder of season three is Henry is Stan's buddy.
Yes.
And they say it's unclear where this is leading, but... My phone. Hey, it's Henry. Hold on.
Henry, my favorite. Mike, that's such an old ring.
And we don't know what's going to happen because of that, but there's some tension about Stan finding out about the family next door. And you think Henry might eventually be involved with that? Is he a pawn? Is he going to outsmart Stan? Henry's a cool little spy himself.
Yeah, I like Henry so much. He's just the cutest kid, and he's such a great character. I love the way they write him, but I don't know what's going to happen with Henry. Henry is likely to do anything. I don't put anything past him.
All right, Jamie, March 16th, the Americans on West Coast Project. Got any last final predictions before we start seeing it unveil itself?
All right, I think that probably for the first time ever in the history of this series, some really stupid shit is going to go down, because I really think that they're going to pull that last minute, something happened. What's that thing that Deus Ex Machina thing where, somehow Paige's, telling doesn't actually work out. I think it's going to be stupid. I think it's not going to be logical for the first time ever since the series premiered. And so
that would be kind of a failure of the writers if that happens.
It would be a huge failure. But I just don't see how they work their way out of this one unless Pastor Tim is unless he's a spy or a communist.
Yeah, it's a tough one. It'll be interesting to see what they do to wiggle off the hook.
Yeah.
All right, Jamie, we'll see you then next time on The Americans on West Coast Project.
Right.
I need names. People working in the CIA.
I've got them.
Wait. They should grab her, set up a roadblock, pull her over before it's too late.
Excuse me, ma'am.